You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
And now for Chapter 3 of The Legend of the Star. Since failing to capture Alan Marks, the on-the-run mercenary ordered a botched hit job on his ex-lover, who aided the detectives in finding him. After which, Marks lured Walter and Bunny to an old fallout bunker by using Lieutenant Humphreys as a hostage. In order to live, he demands them to retrieve data from an old Sunset Sarsaparilla headquarters terminal that may reveal secrets to the legend of the Star. Sometime later, an injured Cynthia attempts to leave the hotel in which she was staying, but her exit is cut short by a ravenous attack by Kaiser's Legion. She hides in the kitchen freezer with her pistol at the ready.
Okay, I think they left the room.
Hey, we got a female here.
Sure that thing's working?
Of course it is. What's it to you?
Hey, no need to be rude. It's just the time is money, and the sooner you get that data from that terminal, the quicker it is I'll be on my way. With something a little less dramatic.
Well, it's pretty old tech, so you're going to have to wait a while. But it's working. I know it is.
Dugan, eh? I don't recall your name anywhere on our mercenary files.
That's because I'm a phantom in the night, Jack. I don't take no jobs that ain't anything more than a plink between the eyes. I'm not a fan of theatrics. However, the only thing here that's got me nervous is you, Lieutenant. I told Alan I don't like stuff involving the NCR, and he kind of sprung you on me.
Kind of pulled the wool over your eyes there, huh?
Which is why I still think he's gonna plug you when you least expect it, Merc.
Okay, smart guy, let's think. I put a bullet in Marks's head. Which leaves me with this mess. You all know my name now. So that means I have to put a bullet in each one of you. Then burn this place down. Problem doesn't end here, though. You both are local legends here. Humphreys has army medals for days. I'll be full of holes by next week, either by military or some starry-eyed bounty hunter. Nah. I think I'll just wait here. Vow never to risk it all on petty jobs like this.
I guess I can't argue with that logic.
Say, ain't you a vault girl?
For a crackshot sniper, I'm surprised you even had to ask that.
Huh. I didn't get the suit confused. It's the fact that you were missing a Pip-Boy. Ain't those like a birthright or something for you folks?
Hate to say, I had to sell it to afford my passport into the Strip a few years ago. Needed to cut myself off from a nasty Freeside gang, I'm afraid.
Nasty business, that. 54, eh? I don't think that's native to the area.
It's a West Texas vault. Probably a hollowed-out shell now.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, nothing special. Just a democratic vote that turned into espionage that ended with the Enclave busting down our doors.
The Enclave?
Yeah, the Enclave. You know much about vaults?
Are you kidding? I love vaults. when I can explore them.
Yes, I don't think I've ever heard about your time in the vault, Bunny.
Well, we've got time, so I guess gather around, because this is a doozy.
Great. Spare me no details. I'm bored out of my mind over here. So, your vault was safe once.
Well, vault life sure was a contrast to the outside world. We had food, water, and an endless roof over our heads. When we're 16, we take something called the GOAT exam. It's a really weird test that determines what career path we'll have in the vault. It's not always what you want, but each role is very important for Vault society as a whole.
Really? And did you get what you wanted?
Not exactly. I wanted to be a hairstylist, but I knew not to count on that. No, I got Vault security guard. I wasn't thrilled since I thought I would be the worst cop on the force. But I ended up excelling and in a few years rose to be a detective. Sometimes even a personal investigator for the Overseer.
Amazing.
She's quite a catch, this one. Had me fooled for some clueless shelter girl until she broke the news to me.
Wait. You know her vault too?
Walter came towards 54's decline. I hired him to help me out as some internal conflicts put the entire fate of my home on the line.
Very interesting.
For some reason, centuries after our vault's construction, a pre-recorded message from Vault Tech headquarters up in DC left us with a life-altering choice. Close the door forever or open it forever, based on the people's vote. Our overseer, Mackenzie, knew this information would disrupt our clueless society, so he planned to override the vote and close the door behind everyone's backs. This would have worked if the Enclave hadn't persuaded one of our crooked guards to leak this info to the public. Next thing you know, everyone panicked.
Split sides, murdered others.
Formed militias, stabbed backs, and... Humphreys, now, would you please?
Thank you, Lieutenant.
It was my pleasure. Talk about getting too comfortable with your prisoners. Bunny, you'll have to finish up that story with me some other time.
Gladly. But what do you suppose we do now? Go after Alan or the hotel?
I'll pursue what happened at the hotel and let the army know what happened here. You both see what you can do about Alan.
Good plan. Keep in touch, will you? Come on, Bunny.
Well, wait! What about your terminal here?
Oh, Humphreys. We didn't bring the real terminal.
What? This whole time?
That's right. We left the real one connected to my Pip-Boy back home. Even though Alan requested you have us bring it, we remembered the last thing we told you was that we only recovered it, nothing more. Since then, we gutted it and used Walter's terminal as a host.
So, you just brought some rusty old one as a trick.
That's right.
Good thinking. Now get a move on, you two. We've got a case to solve.
Mighty Festus. I must be getting closer to my goal. But for the life of me, I seem to have lost count of the amount of offerings I've bestowed you. Have faith, Alan. Have faith.
Oh, fellow treasure hunter, are you? Yeah, I'm a newbie. But I couldn't help but get all glossy-eyed when I noticed my childhood bottle cap collection happened to have a few of these babies in there. It's not incredibly impressive, but if I could get my hands on the treasure, or maybe collect enough to sell it to a person, I wouldn't have to be scraping Brahmin crap all day. So, how far along are you?
Getting closer every day.
Wait, no, no, wait!
Take this offering, wise one.
By my hat, you're flush with stars, ain't you? Scratch up a few more and the prize is yours. Well, what in the Sam Hill are you doing still listening to me? Get a wiggle on it. Find those last few stars.
Yes, as you wish.
You'd think Mr. Marks would kill someone he obsessed over so much as a try at revenge. But I think you and I both know it was to sever his ties with everyone he knew.
Exactly. The goal is greed, and he wants to start a new life somewhere. He won't feel comfortable unless he gets a fresh start. Well, let's see if that download is anywhere closer to being done.
Walter! Bunny!
Cynthia?
Oh my goodness! What happened?
My goodness gracious, am I glad to see you both. I was getting worried that something might have happened to you. She came here in an awful rush with a bullet in her shoulder. Managed to talk to me before she fell unconscious here on the couch. I've been tending to her wound ever since.
But we thought she was dead.
To your delight, she'll recover nicely. I'm just lucky her injuries weren't more severe, or I may not have been able to save her. I'm no medical bot, as you know.
Well, Picky, you've managed to save the day twice so far. You said she talked to you. What did she say?
An awful series of events, I'm afraid. A double whammy, if you will. From what she managed to muster, while under witness protection, a sniper shot her as she leaned atop a balcony. By the time she stumbled down the lobby to inform management, the entire hotel was subject to a brutal Legion attack.
Oh my gosh!
Luckily, it ended as soon as it began. She worked her way out and pushed through blinding winds in order to make it here.
You did good, Picky. We'll let her rest for now. Just keep an eye on her vitals.
And how was your interaction with that ne'er-do-well? Can I safely assume we can peruse this treasure legend without a killer in our midst?
Not just yet, Mr. Picky. We were held against our will for a moment, but got a pretty straightforward confession about the hit on this poor woman. Yes, it was Alan, and he used a deadeye to do the dirty, which we overpowered by the end of our visit.
Oh, dear.
We ought to tell Humphreys what happened with the girl.
Good plan. You get on the horn, and I'll check our data.
My, oh my. All this for some aluminum. So, she's with you? Good, good. Looks like she's better off with you both than the NCR. None of us were prepared for this ambush. It was almost 20 Legionnaires in disguise. We picked off a few, but the rest made it back across the river, prisoners in hand, a couple of them. But hey, I want you to do me something. Head on over to the Sunset Sarsaparilla HQ when you get a chance. Someone told me there was a murder there today. Yup. Looks like a powerful laser blast. And who knows? Maybe you can scale the place and get some clues. Won't be much help for you now. We've got quite a mess to clean up here.
And you've got a lot of nerve coming here. Do you realize you have nothing to gain by barging into the Silver Rush, arms crossed with a furrowed brow? Our business concluded months ago.
In fact, I find myself more than justified to be here, Your Worship.
Then tell me. It sounds like to me it has nothing to do with your product.
You know what this is about, sister. I've been having a rough patch these past few days, and, you know, it's because I have it on good authority that you snitched on me. I'm offended. I thought the Von Graff family was known to keep its customers discreet to others.
Oh, Alan. Poor sweet Alan. You don't get it, do you? You claim my offering of assistance to our detective friends brought the heat down on you? Well, here's a factor you may have missed. Associating the Van Graffs with your scandalous and highly publicized crime spree is even worse for us. Do you realize how dangerous you coming here is?
Believe me, Gloria. I will gladly take a dozen of you with me in the process. Thing is, I want to cut a deal.
Oh? Are you in any position?
Just hear me out. I've got caps. Lots of them. Enough to buy out half the shelf of the gunrunners nearby.
So do we.
Listen to me. I'm burning all bridges, cutting all ties. Good and bad. Now, if you could believe me, I had Walter and Bunny under my thumb for a second, but I found out a second ago they escaped.
Goody for you. You proved you could go a few moments without killing something.
Yeah, well, there's a problem. They had an NCR guy with them, and I'm pretty sure they took him in while I was gone, because I found no body. Pretty sure he's at McCarran.
I see where this is going.
Right. Besides me, he's the only person that knows my details.
And you want him broken out.
Nah, killed is more like it. It's hardly been a few hours yet, so I don't know if he's seen.
You're already asking too much. Activating our agent is difficult enough, but a blatant killing on the grounds of NCR headquarters? Not gonna happen.
Well, I didn't exactly say shoot him in the face in his cell. Just take him out in the desert. Do something smooth.
We could forge some prison transfer papers, but still, you're asking for this to happen in perhaps the most sensitive time in NCR history. In places they used to miss, they check now. In details they used to overlook, they look now. We have patrons practically flying through the doors to ensure their personal protection because of this Hoover Dam conflict. So again, why risk it all for you?
Because I have this. That's darn near a year's worth of scratch right in front of you. There's some blood on some of it. Sure, but so is yours.
Wow. All this for us?
Yep. You do whatever you want with it. I'd say 10 more of the blue stars is all I need to get this back and more.
That's a hell of a lot of confidence. Or crazy. Still, caps are caps.
So you'll do it?
So this is it, huh? Your debt for putting my family's good name at risk?
If that's what you like to call it. Yes.
Am I a joke to you?
Hey! What did I do?
On your knees, Arjan Schutz.
I didn't mean to offend, Your Highness.
Oh, no one can offend me. Especially you.
Then, what have I done wrong?
Oh, nothing yet. Here's the thing, Alan. We'll accept your oh-so-generous offer, but there's a chance you need to take as well. A catch, if you will.
Okay.
We'll do all we can about your friend, and if all goes swimmingly, you won't have to worry about us. On the flip side, if he gets his cover blown in any way, we'll see to it that your death is hot and green. Folks on the run here seem to prefer retirement in California, so even if you outrun us here, your card will be marked. You can enjoy those winnings all you want, but not without looking over your shoulder every 2 minutes. Then, when you least expect it, you'll feel a sting. And that'll be it. Are we clear with one another?
Crystal.
Good. We better be. Okay, Jean. Let him free.
No need to worry. I'm a professional.
So you say.
We'll return to our mystery after this.
How does the song Country Roads begin? Almost heaven, West Virginia, right? A lot has changed in Appalachia since the Scorch Plague, and it is far from heaven now. Far From Heaven, a Fallout 76 story, is a rich and immersive audio drama based upon the popular video game. With strong storytelling and fascinating characters from across many familiar factions, Far From Heaven is a podcast fans of the video game will love. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, and many other great podcasting platforms. Far From Heaven, a Fallout 76 story, available now.
And now, back to our story.
Walter, I found him.
Let me see. Yep, that's him, our John Doe.
Interesting. He didn't get evaporated this time, and he was shot only once.
For once, I think I've lost count of the victim number perpetrated by one offender.
Don't let the headache come on, Walter. I stopped counting, too.
So the treasure's in here somewhere, huh?
From the data I've managed to uncover, everything begins and ends here.
Not much in the words of excitement, huh?
Just a big old office guiding with some glamour in the lobby. According to the blueprints, the floor above us has what used to be meeting rooms and offices.
Now, who might this be?
That, my dear Camry, is old Festus, the sacred gatekeeper of the Legend of the Star.
This ugly thing?
Hey now, no need to disrespect such an exalted figure.
Seriously, people expect results from this thing?
Hey, it's an old treasure, which means there's an old guard.
Was he in the blueprints?
In the more recent versions, yes. I'm guessing he was commissioned not long before the bombs fell. Unfortunately, we won't know more until the data finishes. Companies with secrets like these tend to keep even the public domain stuff on the low.
Should we cash these babies in?
Go for it. I know it's not enough, but it's not us going after the treasure.
Howdy, partner! Welcome to the headquarters of the Sunset Sarsaparilla Company. Wrangle up a stool and listen to old Festus jaw a while.
I could tell back in the day he was a cute little robot, but now he's just disturbing.
If you and old Festus are old pals, say a command now. Otherwise, say, pleased to meet you, and we'll get acquainted. Or, if you have more important things to do than talk to old Festus, say goodbye.
Pleased to meet you.
New in town, partner? Well, let old Festus give you the lay of the land. If you're here to redeem your Sunset Sarsaparilla stars, dump them into the slot in the barrel below and I'll count them up. If you don't know what Sunset Sarsaparilla stars are and think old Festus is just shooting his mouth off, say star info. If you're here to challenge old Festus to a game of lucky horseshoes, say I feel lucky. Lastly, if you're here about the health advisory that aired on Channel 6 recently, say, silly old advisory.
Well, looks like we might get a little info straight from the horse's mouth here. It must be where old Alan got the crazy idea to do this.
Wait. Silly old advisory.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite understand that. Could you repeat it?
Silly old advisory.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite understand that. Could you repeat it?
Ugh, you heard me, yokel. Silly old advisory.
While Sunset Sarsaparilla is perfectly safe, a recent independent study, whose validity is currently being challenged, revealed the following. Excessive ingestion of sarsaparilla can lead to deleterious effects, including, but not limited to, kidney damage, nausea, digital numbness, anxiety, loss of visual acuity, dizziness, occasional nosebleeds, joint inflammation, bronchitis, organ rupture, and halitosis. Note that you'd have to drink a heap of Sunset Sarsaparilla to match the quantities used in the study. How much, you ask? A lot. A whole hell of a lot. In fact, you'd have to get full as a tick on Sunset Sarsaparilla to even come close. Anyway, thanks for stopping by, partner, and keep drinking Sunset Sarsaparilla.
I am never drinking Sunset Sarsaparilla again.
Oh, come now, Bunny. If they read off the side effects of those atomic cocktails we like so much, you'd realize it's all just talk.
I just thought of something, Walter. Alan had to go through a ton of Sunset bottles besides the ones he stole off people. Could the effects we're seeing from his mentality have something to do with, well, mass consumption?
That's different. But I wouldn't put it past him. If these sodas can survive 200 years with no alcohol content, I guess it could be a little suspicious. The thing is, we don't ask questions out here in the wastes. You eat and drink what you can find.
Any history of soda-based psychosis in your history?
Of what?
Crazy.
Oh, no. Not like Alan Marks, no. Old drinks can come with their share of problems, though. Nuka-Cola aficionados sometimes get the Nuka shakes here and there. Can't tell them apart from another chem head.
Interesting.
Star info.
Oh, new to the hunt, are ya? Well, don't like to repeat himself. Select Sunset Sarsaparilla bottles will have special caps with blue stars on. These caps are known as Sunset Sarsaparilla Stars. Why are these stars there, and what do they mean? Nobody knows, except maybe old Festus. Rustle up enough of them and you can win a prize. So get out there and start drinking Sunset Sarsaparilla.
Nothing we don't already know.
He does make it sound pretty exciting. Sadly, who knew such an innocent challenge would turn so deadly in the post-war world?
Let's deposit our stars.
Well, that's a good start there, Softhorn, but that's not enough by a long chalk.
Where did people get the inkling that there was even a physical treasure here to begin with?
Hearsay, mostly. But sometimes rumors hold some truth, and they can spread like wildfire.
But from an ancient soda company? I doubt it'll benefit society today like they say.
No one particularly said it would be of any benefit. It's a wild card people are willing to risk their lives for now. Wasteland desperation can be an amazing thing. Just take it from me. People died out here for much, much less.
Looks like I'm still learning how to take my vault hat off. Well, let's turn in this body and be off. I don't know if it's this hollowed old building or that creepy robot cowboy. This place gives me the creeps.
I thought I heard that leg tapping over there. What's your game, mercenary? Never been captured before?
I kinda got a phobia of the NCR, okay?
Huh. I guess you do for being so upfront about it.
Told myself I'd never even brush close to them in a contract. But I guess I let this one go over my head.
Pretty darn remorseful, huh? Well, I hate to add on to the stress, but I have another piece of news for you.
I'm not going to the firing squad. I'm not doing it. Beat me to a pulp, but don't blind me and shoot me.
That's not really up to you now, is it? No, in fact, you can consider that last murder you committed into attempted murder.
Huh?
That dame, the cap crazy guy, how do you shoot? Yeah, she's alive.
You're lying.
Nope. Got her right in the shoulder, and even managed to work her way to the detectives after the building was sacked by a bunch of Legion ingrates. That's one tough cookie.
I know you folks don't have a file on me for reference, but everyone who's worked with me knows I never leave a scene without a clean kill.
Huh, funny. Wasn't there a pretty nasty dust storm the night that happened? I'm no analyst, but my guess is that when you thought you shot her in the head, the wind resistance curved your bullet and nailed her in the shoulder. Sounds like to me you need to sharpen your skills. But there's really no use for that based on your future.
Dugan?
What do you want now?
Private Mac, you're getting transferred.
What?
You heard me. If you must know, we need these rooms for captured Legion, the real enemy. You're going to an outpost until we can sort out what to do with you. You still in a mood? I'd rather walk you to the front gates than drag you. It would save us both time.
Yeah.
Good. Once we get you down there, we process you, then the cuffs go on. You ready?
Sure.
Sure are. You, me, some guards, and a pack Brahmin.
Where is it?
Aren't you curious? It's close to the Colorado, right across Caesar's camp, so you'll have an impeccable view. It's a long way, though.
Just lovely.
Mm-hmm. Private?
Courtney?
Who is this now? Wait, I thought I saw him through here just this morning.
Heh, it looks like the brass doesn't see this guy fit for HQ prison and wants to move him elsewhere.
Bottom of the barrel material, huh? I see. And what about his mask?
Horrible skin condition, son. If you boys do end up beheading me by the end of this, do yourselves a favor by placing it on a pike across the river. Watch the Legion go running back home.
Well, I see you won't be short of jokes on the long ride there. Let's see your papers and send you off.
Of course.
All right, let's see here. Okay. And that about does it.
Perfect.
Just your John Hancock here and you'll be off.
No problem.
Hold on, boys. You need a write-off by a senior officer at the very least for prisoner transport now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lieutenant, I apologize. I didn't get that order, sir.
Accepted, Private. Now, let's get a look at these. Uh-huh. Wait. Dugan? Is that who this is? I just threw you in the slammer a couple of hours ago. Who in the heck authorized you to get moved?
Don't ask me. Paperwork isn't really my thing.
Private Courtney, was it you or this grunt that escorted the mercenary?
It was Private Mac, sir.
Mac, eh? Why does that name ring familiar?
Yes, sir. I was.
In the first Hoover Dam conflict, correct?
Yes, sir.
At ease. It's good to see you again, soldier. But I must say, you look awfully different than I last remember.
Indeed, sir. Before being stationed at Hoover Dam for a while, I assisted in the cleanup effort of Boulder City. An awful sight.
Uh-huh. So when did you get here?
About a week and a half ago, sir.
Interesting. Well, all in all, I'm glad to see you here. So, who gave you the order about Dugan here?
Lieutenant Boyd, sir.
That's incredibly strange and against her character. If that's so, I want you both to wait here while I...
Look out, Private! He's going for your gun!
Hey! Stop!
Put it down! Oh! Open fire, men! Don't let him escape! Stop your fire! You three, head after him before it's too late!
It's too late. We lost him.
This isn't just about bottle caps anymore. With Dugan now on the loose and a mole deep within NCR walls, Humphreys faces a hunt of his own. How will the Van Graffs respond to this? And where will Alan strike next? Find out next time. Today's episode of True Vault Escapades was written and produced by Preston Harden, edited and mixed by Ethan Walsh. The part of Walter was played by Eric Huffman. Bunny, Cynthia, and Boyd by Crystal Romero. Lieutenant Humphreys and Mr. Picky by Philip Sacramento. Alan Marks by Joshua L. Belmonte. Dugan by Forrest Lee. Gloria Van Graff by Kari Scholtens. Private Mac by Corey Kohler. Private Courtney by Roman G. Howell. The Sunset Sarsaparilla HQ victim by Austin Rogers. And the Legionnaire by John Borg, VA. And now, a special thanks to A-Bomb Radio's amazing patrons, Joel Jackal, Michael D. Batku, George Stocko, and our newest contributor, Keegan Pratt. Your continued support means the world and the wasteland to us. To any and all who would like to support True Vault Escapades, please refer to the description wherever you're listening to this podcast.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
My name is Brian Burton. It's been 26 years since the bombs fell. And since I've left the vault, I've been trying to rebuild. This isn't the Appalachia that I remember. There's so much more to everything going on. And I promise to find the answer. So if you're out there, if you're listening, just hone in on these coordinates. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega.
The Omega Broadcast Fallout Story is available on iTunes, Spotify, and many great podcasting sources.
Hey, Guardians. We are the Destiny Show Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things Destiny 2. We invite amazing guests from the Destiny community to share their stories and discuss the latest topics from the world of Destiny. Check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, or live on Twitch every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. We will see you, Starside.